Our next guest on the show is Fionnuala McLaughlin from Manor Hamilton. Fionnuala is a volunteer with CRY Ireland, CRY, which stands for Cardiac Risk in the Young. And Fionnuala has a very personal reason for getting involved. The charity helps families who have lost someone to sudden cardiac death or is living with a condition that could cause sudden cardiac death. Fionnuala, good morning.
Good morning. And
welcome to the programme.
Thanks a million. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Will you tell us about your brother Gerry, first of all, Fionnuala?
Okay, well, coincidentally, it's his 10-year anniversary and it wasn't engineered in any way, but it's just, I suppose I felt at a stage this year that I could give something back to CRY because they have helped our family in so many ways over the last 10 years. But actually this day, on the 6th of December, 10 years ago, Gerry would have been very much alive, and to the day it would be tomorrow. On a Tuesday, he headed off to work, not a bother on him, never really sick in his life. He was 44 at the time and came home from work in the evening, had his dinner, so he wasn't feeling unwell, was able to eat his spuds. And he helped his daughter Aoife with her homework. And at the same time, that evening, they had organised in Manor Hamilton, there's a great group of volunteers, to put up the Christmas lights. So himself and his son Niall headed in, and they're one of a whole group that do that every year. And he put up the Christmas lights with the rest of the lads, and himself and I grabbed a Chinese on the way home. They probably were home about 12 o'clock. And at about 3:30, his wife woke up to just a sound, and it was probably Gerry's last breath. You know, we were able to get the defib to him and the doctor and everything, but that was the last time, you know, the last breath he took. So he just died suddenly without any warning. You know, sudden death is devastating, and devastating, I suppose, for the people that were there at the time. His wife and his son, you know, done CPR and got the defib to him, but it just was his time. There was no chance to say goodbye or to prepare, or, you know, and the dealing with the whiplash of that grief is quite challenging. But, you know, with the help of CRY over the years, as you said, you've done your research there, because it's probably not as well known as perhaps other cardiac.
And Gerry was a young man, wasn't he, Fionnuala?
Gerry was 44.
44.
Never sick. Yeah, not a bother on him. Worked away. He used to do dry lining, and he would have worked. You know, he was a hard worker. So he never was in hospital.
You became involved. No, yeah, you've become involved. You did become involved with CRY, Cardiac Risk in the Young, and you're a volunteer with them. So what do they do, Fionnuala? And what does how do you volunteer? What does that mean exactly?
Okay. So as you correctly said, it stands for Cardiac Risk in the Young. So there's up to 80 people who die in Ireland every year, like Gerry, who just, without any warning and without any previous recognition of any signs or symptoms of ill health, just die like that. And what they do is they raise awareness about sudden cardiac death, or conditions that you may have been born with that you weren't aware of. And sometimes people get warnings, you know, but not everyone does. I suppose a lot of people listening would be very much aware of what happened during the summer in the Euros for Christian Eriksen. He was only 29, the Danish player that just collapsed suddenly on the field. They got the defib to him, and fortunately, you know, he lives to tell the tale. But there's others, you know, that were in their peak of their health. You know, I suppose in Ireland, the best known person would have been Cormac McInallen 17 years ago. He was only 24, captain of the Tyrone team. So after that, 2 years later, after his death, the Department of Health set up a task force to deal with, you know, sudden cardiac death. But where CRY originated from was from a couple, parents, Mary and Michael Green, who lost their son Peter. He was only 15, just on his junior cert, and died back just in the middle of the night, again, without any warning. So they set up Cry Back in 2002. So as I said, they provide awareness and research and they do education, but they also have a unit in Talla Hospital that screens people. So say for the likes of us that would have lost Jerry, you know, just in case there's anything undetected in the family, they do screening to see if there is anything that was there that, you know, didn't come to light. And they also provide counselling services. You know, they've got two psychotherapists on their books that they would provide free counselling for people. Because, as I said, it's so devastating when you lose somebody. You know, anybody that has lost somebody has, you know, the grief. But there's an extra dimension to it when you lose somebody so suddenly.
Yeah, and there are some people, unfortunately, texting in who have personal experience of this, of losing someone so young to this. It's all about awareness, as you say, Fionnuala.
It's awareness.
There is a helpline which is now
So the helpline was set up, and the side of that charity is also support and family support. So back in February this year, I was one of 24 people who started training to provide a helpline, which is for everyone and anyone over the 32 counties who are, you know, still are living with the reality of the grief of a sudden cardiac death, or perhaps are living with a condition that, you know, they're at an increased risk of that. So every volunteer that is there has some experience in one way or another. You know, they've lost husbands, they've lost brothers, sisters, they've lost kids. And some are living with conditions themselves, or some of their family are living with conditions themselves, that they have used the services of CRY. And it's a free service and it's a confidential service. And it's there just to listen. You know, the numbers that I mentioned there, they have seen over 2,000 families since they set up in 2002, about 5,500 individuals. You know, families are trying to live their lives with the grief of their lost loved one. And the numbers, you know, only reflect that. But one of the biggest things, I suppose, for people is sometimes the memories are what you are left with. But they still provide a meaningful space to emotionally reconnect. And that's what we're there for, to give them a chance. You know, life takes over.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, in day-to-day life, people get on with their lives and perhaps, you know, they bury their grief and maybe they can't speak, you know, with their other loved ones in the family or friends. You know, after a certain length of time, maybe you're expected just to get on with things, but grief isn't like that. There's no expiry date on it.
Yeah, and you continue to be a volunteer and you find, I'm sure, some comfort in that, Fionnuala.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it feels great for me to give something back. And it is 10 years since Jerry, and you know, I know one of the things that helped me is to talk about him and, you know, and to remember him and keep his memory alive. So being part of the helpline, for to know that, you know, if somebody is feeling in that overwhelming grief, that they can ring up and just talk to somebody, confidentiality, and talk about who they've lost and tell us their story. And that's what we're there for. And as I said, it's free and it's confidential. And we'd encourage people to just, you know, just pick up the phone. And it's only been launched there on the 25th, officially, the 25th of November. And it was launched by Jackie Hurley, the sports broadcaster, but she lost her brother 10 years ago as well. So we're only getting the message out there to people that we're there. We're actually there, if I can tell you, at the moment, it's from on a Tuesday from 7 to 9, Wednesday morning from 10 to 12, Thursday evening from 7 to 9, and Sunday 4 to 6. But in between those times, if people go on to info@cry.ie, they'll have access to a whole range of numbers that they can contact even out of those hours, and information. And they will, in, you know, as time goes on, expand that helpline, depending on the demand.